My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on James Moody. James Moody, a saxophone player and a flute player, along with Dizzy Gillespie, helped to revolutionize jazz in the mid-20th century, being one of the practitioners of bebop. He was able to show that bebop had legs beyond the visionaries. He himself, with his quartet, was able to encourage and inspire other musicians and recognize in anyone that it's not just if you have the best idea that determines your greatness as a jazz musician, but it's also the discipline that you have to work within a particular idiom. So each of us is conditioned, perhaps, to want to be the one who presents the eureka moment, that flash of insight that changes the world in unexpected and dramatic ways. Yet, more than likely, we're not gifted with that sense of discernment or even prophecy. How do we make ideas work? How do we take something that is worthy and precious and transform it into something that is part of the fabric of our life? As James Moody recorded, lived, associated, and taught, this sense of bebop was part of the understanding that this language is a foundational language of jazz. It tells a particular truth about America, about music, and it expands the landscape of what is. We are the beneficiaries of such work, and we in turn take the ideas out in our culture, determine what is valuable, and in our daily life, work to bring them to fruition, knowing, of course, all the while, that our work is never done, and that the work that we do will be expounded upon, challenged, and shown to be part of something that's a greater constellation. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.
Thanks so much for tuning into this podcast, produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For more information on KUT programs and to support the station, go to KUT.org. And thanks again.